Hello and welcome to CJ Evolution, the podcast dedicated to helping criminal justice professionals like you. Now here's your host, fellow CJ Evolutionary, Patrick Fitzgibbons.
Hello everybody, welcome back. Episode 191 of CJ Evolution, Patrick here. I'm the host and creator of this wonderful podcast we call CJ Evolution. Thank you for tuning in. We continue to grow because you continue to listen, share it with your family and friends. For those longtime listeners, welcome back. For those first-time listeners, welcome. We hope you enjoy the show. Special thanks to all those first responders out there, brave men and women who protect us day in and day out. In a very difficult environment, you have much, much support. A lot of great things coming to the podcast. We've just partnered, and we're in an affiliate program with a company. I'm not going to tell you quite right now, if that makes sense. I'm not going to tell you right now, because it's not hooked up and set up on the website, but you will see it very soon, and I will tell you who it is. I wanted to talk today about goal setting, and it made me think about goal setting when I went out and I was trying to partner and get affiliates to get excited about the podcast, and it made me think about goal setting. Golden rules of goal setting. Have you thought about what you want to be doing in 5 years' time? Maybe a year's time? Are you clear about what your main objective at work is at the moment? Do you know what you want to have achieved by the end of the day? If you want to succeed, you need to set goals. Without goals, you lack focus and direction. Goal setting not only allows you to take control of your life's direction, it also provides you a benchmark for determining whether you're actually succeeding. Think about it. Having $1 million in the bank is only proof of success if one of your goals is to amass riches. If your goal is to practice acts of charity, then keeping the money for yourself is suddenly contrary to how you would define success. To accomplish your goals, however, you need to know how to set them. You can't simply say, I want, and expect it to happen. Nothing is going to fall out of the sky into your lap. Goal setting is the process that starts with careful consideration of what you will want to achieve and ends with a lot of hard work to actually do it. Let me say that again. Ends with a lot of hard work to actually do it. Nothing just falls in your lap, folks. You got to put in the time and the hard work. In between, there are some very well-defined steps that transcend the specifics of each goal. Knowing these small steps will allow you to formulate goals that you want and can accomplish. I'm going to give you 5 golden rules. Number 1, set goals that motivate you. When you set goals for yourself, it is important that they motivate you. This means making sure that they are important to you and that there is value in achieving them. If you have little interest in the outcome, or they are irrelevant given the larger picture, then chances of putting in the work to make them happen are very, very slim. Motivation is key to achieving goals. Set goals that relate to the high priorities in your life. Without this type of focus, you can end up with far too many goals, leaving you with little time to devote to each one. Goal achievement requires commitment. So to maximize the likelihood of success, you need to feel a sense of urgency and have the, quote, I must do this attitude. You can do anything you put your mind to. When you don't have this, you risk putting off what you need to do to make the goal a reality. This in turn leaves you feeling disappointed and frustrated with yourself, both of which are demotivating. And you can end up in a very destructive, I can't do anything or be successful at anything frame of mind. Here's a tip. To make sure your goal is motivating, write down why it's valuable and important to you. If you know the why, folks, the how is going to come, I promise you. Ask yourself, if I were to share my goals with others, what would I tell them to convince them it is a worthwhile goal? You can use this motivating value statement to help you if you start to doubt yourself or lose confidence in your ability to actually make the goal happen. Number 2, set SMART goals. And SMART is an acronym. It stands for specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-bound. Your goal must be clear and well-defined. Vague or generalized goals are unhelpful because they don't provide sufficient direction. Remember, you need goals to show you the way. Make it as easy as you can to get where you want to go by defining precisely where you want to end up. Set measurable goals, the M. Include precise amounts, dates, and so on in your goals so you can measure your degree of success. If your goal is simply defined as to reduce expenses, how will you know when you've been successful? in 1 month's time if you have 1% reduction, or in 2 years' time when you have 10% reduction? Is that the metric? Without a way to measure your success, you'll miss out on the celebration that comes with knowing you have actually achieved something. The third is attainable. Make sure that it is possible to achieve your goals you set. If you set a goal that you have no hope of achieving, you only demoralize yourself and erode your confidence. However, resist the urge to set goals that are too easy. Accomplishing a goal that you don't have to work hard for can be, you know, anticlimactic at best, and can also make you fear setting future goals that carry a risk of non-achievement. By setting realistic yet challenging goals, you hit the balance you need. There are types of goals that require you to raise that bar, and they bring the greatest personal satisfaction. Set relevant goals. Goals should be relevant to the direction you want your life and career to take. By keeping goals aligned with this, you develop the focus you need to get ahead in what you want. Set wildly scattered and inconsistent goals, and you'll fritter your time and your life away. Last, the T. Set time-bound goals. Your goals must have a deadline. Again, this means that you know you can celebrate success. When you are working on a deadline, your sense of urgency increases and achievement will come that much quicker. Number three, set goals in writing. The physical act of writing down a goal makes it real and tangible. We've talked about this before. You have no excuse for forgetting about it. As you write, use the word will instead of would like to or might. For example, I will reduce my operating expenses by 10% this year. Not, I will like to reduce my operating expenses by 10% this year. Or, I will lose the weight. Not, I want to lose the weight. Tip number one, frame your goal statement positively. If you want to improve your retention rate, say, I will hold on to all existing employees for the next quarter, rather than, I will reduce employee turnover. The first one is motivating. The second one still has a chance to get out clause, allowing you to succeed even if some employees leave. Tip two, if you use a to-do list, make yourself a to-do list template that has your goals at the top of it. Post your goals in a visible place to remind yourself every day of what it is you intend to do. I use sticky notes all over the place. Put them on your walls, desk, computer monitor, whatever, as a constant reminder. Number four, make an action plan. This is often missed when it comes to goal setting by many. You get so focused on an outcome that you forget to plan all the steps that are needed along the way. By writing out individual steps and then crossing each one off as you complete it, you realize that you are making progress towards your ultimate goal. This is especially important if your goal is big and demanding or long-term. Number five, and the last one, stick with it. Remember, goal setting is an ongoing activity, not just a means to an end. Build in reminders to keep yourself on track, and make regular time slots available to review your goals. Your end destination may remain quite similar over the long term, but the action plan you set for yourself along the way can change significantly. Make sure the relevance, value, and necessity remain high. Here's some key points. Goal setting is much more than simply saying you want something to happen. Unless you clearly define exactly what you want and understand why you want it in the first place, why is so important, your odds of success are considerably reduced. By following five golden rules, you can set goals with confidence and enjoy the satisfaction that comes along with knowing you've achieved what you set out to do. Folks, I hope everybody again is doing fantastic. Once again, thank you so much for the continued support. If you head over to my podcast, folks, cjevolution.com, you're going to see a lot of great things over there. You're going to see all the episodes. You can have them sent to your email. You'll see links to Twitter, LinkedIn. I'd be happy to hear you. Reach out to me. I promise I will reach back to you, or I will respond to you. If you head over to iTunes, please rate and review my podcast. I sure would appreciate it. Folks, I hope everybody is doing great. Please be safe out there, and I will talk with you soon. We got a lot of great guests coming on. One tomorrow. Stay tuned.
Thanks for listening to CJ Evolution. Be sure to head over to iTunes and rate and review the podcast, and reach out to Patrick on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Anchor, or Snapchat. We'll see you next time on CJ Evolution.